Have you ever walked into a room and felt invisible, while someone else lit up the place just by being there? What if you could become that person, the one others are drawn to, trust instantly, and never forget? In a world full of noise, becoming truly magnetic isn't about good looks or clever words. It's about mastering the small, powerful habits that build trust, connection, and influence. In this audiobook summary of How to Become a People Magnet by Mark Reclow, you'll discover how to transform your presence, your mindset, and your relationships without changing who you are. Get ready to unlock the science of likability, the psychology of influence, and the everyday actions that make people say, "There's just something about you." Let's begin your transformation. Chapter 1. The Foundation of Attraction. It all starts with you. Welcome to this journey of transformation, where becoming magnetic isn't about tricks or pretending, but about unlocking the powerful version of you that's been buried under layers of doubt, fear, and habits. Mark Reclow begins How to Become a People Magnet by stating a simple truth. If you want to attract amazing people into your life, you must first become someone worth attracting. That doesn't mean being perfect. It means being authentic, confident, kind, and emotionally intelligent, qualities that draw people naturally. In this first chapter, we're going to explore the inner shifts that make all the difference. Stop trying to impress, start being real. One of the most common mistakes people make is trying too hard to impress others. But Mark emphasizes something powerful. People are not drawn to perfection. They're drawn to honesty, warmth, and presence. Think of someone you feel naturally comfortable around. Chances are, it's not because they're rich, good-looking, or famous. It's because they made you feel seen, heard, and valued. That's the energy you want to radiate. Start by embracing your story, your flaws, your struggles, your journey. Being real is magnetic. When you let go of the mask, others feel safe enough to do the same. The inner mirror, your relationship with yourself. Here's a deep truth. The way you treat yourself sets the standard for how others treat you. If you constantly criticize yourself, if you shrink your worth, or if you hide your voice, people will unconsciously reflect that energy back to you. Reclow challenges us to build self-respect first. That starts with speaking to yourself with kindness, setting healthy boundaries, investing in your growth, owning your strengths without apology. People are naturally drawn to those who carry themselves with quiet confidence, not arrogance, but assurance. When you know who you are and what you stand for, you don't need to chase anyone. The right people find you. Becoming emotionally attractive. Looks fade. Status shifts. But emotional attractiveness is what makes people feel good in your presence. And that's unforgettable. Mark teaches that emotionally attractive people are good listeners, non-reactive under pressure, supportive without needing control, optimistic and grounded. These qualities aren't inborn, they're learned. For example, instead of reacting with anger when someone criticizes you, emotional intelligence helps you pause, breathe, and respond with curiosity instead of ego. One small shift like that, it changes the entire interaction. And people feel that maturity. They remember it. Smile. The simplest magnet. It may sound too simple to be true, but one of the strongest tools of a people magnet is a genuine smile. Reclow reminds us that a real smile reduces tension, builds trust quickly, makes you more approachable, activates mirror neurons in others, lifting their mood too. It's not about forcing it. It's about inviting joy back into your life. When you smile with presence, not to impress, but to express warmth, you immediately shift the room's energy. That's powerful. Change your energy. Change your impact. Have you ever walked into a room and felt someone's energy, even before they spoke? That's because people respond more to your energy than your words. Reclow urges us to be mindful of what we radiate. Are you constantly complaining? Do you walk around stressed or distracted? Do you carry resentment or envy? These invisible energies push people away. On the flip side, if you bring curiosity, lightness, enthusiasm, even in small doses, you become a breath of fresh air in a world that desperately needs it. Your energy is your message. Start with small wins. If all of this feels like a lot, don't worry. Becoming a people magnet doesn't happen overnight. It's a process of small shifts. Mark's advice? Don't try to fix everything at once. Instead, build momentum with tiny, consistent changes. Start each day with one positive affirmation about yourself. Practice active listening with one person today. Smile at a stranger. Compliment someone sincerely. Catch yourself before reacting negatively, and pause. Each action is a vote for the person you're becoming. Becoming magnetic isn't about learning lines or copying charismatic people. It's about becoming more you, without fear, without apology. The more aligned you are with your own worth, the more effortlessly you'll attract genuine, inspiring people into your life. In the next chapter, we'll dive deeper into the art of communication. How to listen in a way that builds instant trust, speak in a way that connects, and handle conversations that make others feel truly seen. This is just the beginning. Chapter 2, The Power of Communication. Listen first, speak later. Welcome back. In Chapter 1, we discovered that becoming a people magnet starts with working on yourself, from self-respect to emotional energy. Now we go one step further. If your inner world is your foundation, then communication is your bridge to others. Mark Reclow says it clearly. Most people listen to reply, but people magnets listen to understand. And that difference changes everything. The magic of being fully present. You've experienced it before. You're talking to someone and they're almost listening, but you can see it in their eyes. They're checking out. They're distracted. Maybe even waiting to talk about themselves. And it doesn't feel good. Now flip that. Imagine someone looking at you, not with judgment, but with curiosity, nodding, paying attention, giving space, not rushing to speak. That presence feels like a gift. It's rare. And that's exactly why it's magnetic. So here's the key. Put your phone away. Make eye contact. Be here now. People won't always remember your words, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. Be the one who makes them feel heard. The 80/20 listening rule. Reclow introduces the 80/20 rule for great conversations. Listen 80% of the time. Talk only 20%. That might sound hard, but when you do this, something amazing happens. The other person opens up. They feel safe. They feel respected. And that builds instant trust. When you do speak, make it count. Ask thoughtful questions. Reflect on what they said. Show that you care, not just that you're waiting for your turn. Here are some questions that create deep connection. How did that make you feel? What was the most surprising part? What do you really think about it? When you listen deeply, you stand out from the crowd and people remember you. Speak with intention, not just information. Now let's talk about the other side, how you speak. Reclow reminds us that words can either connect or divide. People magnets speak with warmth, purpose, and clarity. Here's how. Use names. Saying someone's name in conversation makes it more personal. Slow down. Don't rush. Speaking calmly shows confidence and helps others follow your words. Use uplifting language. Avoid complaining, gossiping, or putting others down. It may feel harmless, but it drains your energy and pushes people away. Be honest but kind, speak truth, but wrap it in empathy. Great communicators don't just share thoughts, they create connection. Body language speaks louder than words. You might not realize it, but your body is talking every moment. In fact, over 70% of communication is nonverbal. Your tone, gestures, facial expressions, and posture send messages before you say a word. Here's how to send the right signals. Open your body. Uncross your arms. Face people directly. Keep your hands visible. Lean in slightly. This shows interest. Smile gently. Not forced, just warm. Nod occasionally. It shows you're listening and engaged. And remember, your body posture affects you too. Standing tall with relaxed shoulders makes you feel more confident, which people notice and respond to. Learn the art of pausing. This may be the most underrated communication skill of all. Silence is not awkward, it's powerful. When you pause before replying, you show that you're thinking, not reacting. You give the other person space to breathe, and you demonstrate maturity. Raclaus suggests practicing this in your daily conversations. Don't rush to fill the silence. Instead, let it work for you. In that pause, trust is born. Handle awkward moments with grace. Let's face it, conversations don't always go smoothly. There are awkward pauses, misunderstandings, or moments when someone says something off. People magnets don't panic in those moments. They handle them with grace. Here's how. Breathe and smile. Don't let tension take over. Redirect with curiosity. That's interesting. Tell me more about that. Acknowledge without judgment. I see your point. Let me think about that. This calmness makes you feel safe to others. And in today's world, safety is attractive. Communication isn't about being the loudest in the room. It's about being the clearest, kindest, and most present voice in the conversation. When you listen with your heart and speak with purpose, you become unforgettable. Not because you impressed someone, but because you made them feel important. And that is rare. That is magnetic. In the next chapter, we'll explore how to build unshakable self-confidence, without arrogance, without pretending, and without needing anyone's approval. Stay tuned. The transformation continues. Chapter 3, The Confidence Code. How to attract without chasing. Confidence. That invisible quality you can't touch, but instantly feel. It's not arrogance. It's not loudness. True confidence is quiet strength. A calm energy that says, I know who I am, and I don't need to prove it. Mark Reklau teaches us that becoming a people magnet doesn't start with impressing others. It starts with trusting yourself. We live in a world where we're taught to chase approval, likes, comments, praise. But here's the truth. You don't become magnetic by chasing. You become magnetic by owning who you are. And that journey begins with self-awareness. Take a moment to ask yourself, what do I like about myself? What values do I live by? What strengths do I bring into the world? Most people never stop to reflect on these things. They focus only on what they lack. But people magnets know their worth, and they own it quietly. They're not trying to be perfect. They're trying to be real. And that honesty is magnetic. Now let's talk about something critical, the inner critic. We all have one. That voice in your head that whispers, you're not good enough, you'll mess it up, you're too much, or not enough. People magnets don't silence that voice. They challenge it. They recognize it for what it is, fear disguised as protection. So next time that voice shows up, pause and say, thank you for your concern, but I choose confidence today. Because confidence isn't something you wait for. It's something you decide. It's a choice you make, even when you feel nervous, uncertain, or scared. Here's something Reklau emphasizes. Confidence comes from action. You don't build it by reading about it. You build it by doing things that scare you, little by little, step by step. Want to feel more confident speaking in public? Practice, even if your voice shakes. Want to feel more confident socially? Start small. Make eye contact. Say hello. Ask a question. Every time you take action in spite of fear, you teach your brain, I can handle this, and that lesson compounds. Another powerful confidence booster? Keep your promises to yourself. When you say, I'll go to the gym, and you actually go, your confidence grows. When you say, I'll finish this project, and you follow through, you build trust with yourself. And self-trust is the foundation of lasting confidence. Confidence also comes from how you carry yourself. You don't need designer clothes or perfect looks, but your posture, your breath, and your energy speak volumes. Stand tall, shoulders back, breathe deeply, move with intention. These subtle shifts signal to the world and to yourself that you belong here. And when you start radiating that calm assurance, people feel it. They're drawn to it. Because most people are stuck in their own self-doubt. Your grounded presence becomes a light in the noise. But here's the secret sauce: confidence with humility. It's not about thinking you're better than anyone else. It's about knowing you don't need to compete. You walk into a room and think, I'm happy to be here. I have nothing to prove. I'm just here to connect. That energy? It's pure gold. Confidence isn't about being fearless. It's about feeling the fear and moving forward anyway. It's about taking off the mask and letting people see the real you, flaws and all. Because the truth is, the most attractive people are not the most perfect ones. They're the most authentic ones. So let this be your reminder. You don't need to chase attention. You don't need to fake anything. You just need to show up, real, grounded, and unapologetically you. That's where the magic lives. In the next chapter, we'll explore how to create deep, lasting relationships by giving more value than you take. Because magnetic people don't focus on what they can get. They focus on what they can give. Get ready. The journey continues. Chapter 4. Give more than you take. The secret to genuine connection. Let's talk about something that separates ordinary interactions from extraordinary ones. Generosity of spirit. We often think of generosity as giving gifts, money, or favors. But when it comes to becoming a people magnet, the most powerful gifts you can offer are often invisible. Your time, your attention, your encouragement, your presence. Mark Ricklau makes one thing very clear. People are naturally drawn to those who make them feel better, not worse. Those who uplift, not compete. Those who give, without keeping score. Here's a truth that may change the way you see relationships. People don't remember what you said. They remember how you made them feel. So ask yourself, what feeling do I leave people with when I walk away? Is it warmth or pressure? Calm or tension? Are they smiling after spending time with you? Or drained? This chapter is about learning to be the kind of person who fills others up, not the kind who drains their energy. Let's explore what that really means. It starts with intentional presence. When you talk to someone, be with them, not halfway in your thoughts, not multitasking. Whether it's a brief hello or a deep conversation, make it count. Look them in the eye. Smile. Let them feel they're the most important person in that moment. This type of attention is rare, and therefore, unforgettable. Next, become a source of encouragement. You never know what someone is carrying. A kind word from you might be the only positive thing they hear all day. Compliment their effort. Acknowledge their progress. Celebrate their wins, no matter how small. And be specific. You did great is nice, but I really admire how calmly you handled that situation earlier. Hits deeper. It shows you noticed. People crave that kind of genuine acknowledgement. But generosity goes even further. It's also about sharing knowledge. If you learn something that could help someone, pass it on. If you read a book that inspired you, recommend it. If you know a contact who could help them professionally, make the introduction. Magnetic people are not gatekeepers. They're bridges. They lift others as they rise. But what about emotional generosity? This might be the deepest form. It means being willing to listen when someone needs to talk, not to judge or fix, but to simply hold space. It also means offering forgiveness, letting go of grudges, choosing compassion over resentment. People can feel when you hold bitterness, it repels. But when you choose to see the best in others, even when they're not perfect, you create safety. And safety is the foundation of all lasting connection. Now let's talk about something we often overlook, energy hygiene. Generosity is beautiful, but not when it drains you dry. You don't need to say yes to everyone. You don't have to fix everything. Sometimes, the most generous act is being honest with your limits. Magnetic people give from a full cup, not from depletion. So take care of your own emotional and mental well-being. Rest, recharge, protect your peace. That way, what you give is powerful and sustainable. Here's something profound. The universe responds to givers. When you focus on adding value to conversations, to people, to situations, opportunities begin to find you. Not because you're forcing them, but because your presence becomes naturally attractive. And no, giving doesn't mean being a pushover. In fact, confident givers have strong boundaries. They give from love, not from neediness. The more you give without expectation, the more deeply people trust you. Because deep down, we all want to feel safe with someone. We want to feel accepted, appreciated, and seen. When you become that person, people are magnetically drawn to your energy. So as you move forward, ask yourself daily, how can I be of service today? Who can I support? How can I leave people better than I found them? It doesn't take much. A sincere compliment. A 3-minute check-in. A thoughtful gesture. When you lead with generosity, real, heartfelt giving, you stand out in a world focused on getting. That's how you stop chasing attention and start attracting genuine connection. In the next chapter, we'll explore how to handle difficult people and stay grounded when others trigger you. Because being magnetic doesn't mean avoiding conflict. It means rising above it with grace and inner strength. You're becoming more powerful than you realize. Stay with me. Chapter 5. Handling difficult people, staying calm in the storm. Not everyone you meet will be kind. Some will test your patience. Others may drain your energy or challenge your values. But becoming a people magnet isn't about pleasing everyone. It's about learning how to protect your peace while staying true to yourself. Mark Recklow explains that emotionally intelligent people understand this. How others behave is about them. How you respond is about you. You can't control other people's actions, but you can always choose your reaction. That's your power. And magnetic people guard that power carefully. So how do you handle difficult personalities without letting them drag you down? Start by recognizing the difference between reacting and responding. A reaction is automatic, often emotional. A response is conscious, deliberate, and grounded in awareness. When someone criticizes you unfairly or speaks to you harshly, pause. Breathe. Instead of firing back or shrinking down, ask yourself, is this worth my energy? What's really going on here? People often project their own stress, insecurities, or inner chaos onto others. When someone is rude, it's rarely about you. It's about what they're struggling with internally. That doesn't mean you accept poor treatment, but it does mean you don't take it personally. You maintain your center. That alone makes you magnetic. There's something powerful about a person who stays calm when others lose their cool. It communicates self-mastery. it creates an atmosphere of grounded strength. Reklau encourages using boundaries, not walls, not aggression, but clear, healthy lines that protect your emotional space. If someone constantly gossips, drains your energy, or disrespects you, you have every right to distance yourself. You don't need to argue or defend. Just redirect your attention toward relationships that uplift you. Another tool magnetic people use is empathy. They ask, what pain might this person be carrying? What unmet need is behind their behavior? Empathy isn't weakness. It's emotional intelligence. When you see past someone's behavior and understand the emotion underneath, you respond with clarity, not ego. For example, instead of saying, you're always negative, you might say, I've noticed you seem stressed lately. Is everything okay? This shift diffuses tension and creates connection, even in challenging moments. But sometimes the kindest thing you can do is walk away. Protecting your peace is not selfish, it's responsible. If someone consistently brings chaos, manipulation, or toxicity into your life, it's okay to create distance, even if they don't understand. You don't need permission to prioritize your well-being. Magnetic people understand this. Not everyone will like you, and that's okay. Trying to win over everyone is exhausting and unnecessary. Instead, focus on showing up as your best self. The right people will resonate with your energy. The rest are not your responsibility. And one more thing, forgiveness. Holding on to resentment, grudges, or past wounds keeps you stuck. It affects how you show up. It dulls your light. Letting go doesn't mean you approve of the behavior. It means you choose to free yourself from it. You forgive for your own peace, not for theirs. Every time you release bitterness and choose grace, you become more magnetic, more grounded, more powerful. Because in the end, the strongest people are not the loudest, the smartest, or the toughest. They're the ones who know how to stay kind, even when the world is not. In the next chapter, we'll dive into the subtle art of body language and how your nonverbal cues speak louder than your words. Because magnetic people don't just say the right things, they radiate the right energy. Let's keep going. Chapter 6, Mastering Body Language. Speak without words. You might say all the right things. You might be polite, kind, and thoughtful. But if your body tells a different story, people will listen to it first. Mark Reklau reminds us of a powerful truth. Over 90% of communication is nonverbal. That means what your body says often matters more than your words. People pick up on subtle signals, posture, eye contact, tone, facial expressions, even your energy. These unspoken cues determine how others feel around you and whether they feel drawn to you or disconnected from you. To become a people magnet, you must become fluent in the language your body already speaks. Let's start with the most fundamental element, posture. When you walk into a room, your posture tells people who you believe you are. Stand tall, shoulders back, head high. Not arrogantly, but confidently. You don't have to be loud to command presence. You just have to look like you belong. Confidence is attractive, and confident posture signals self-respect, even before you say a word. Next is eye contact. Avoiding someone's gaze signals insecurity or dishonesty. Staring too intensely can feel intimidating, but maintaining natural, comfortable eye contact, especially when listening, tells people, I see you. I'm with you. You matter. Just a few seconds of genuine eye contact can create instant trust. Then comes your facial expression. Are you aware of what your face is doing when you talk or listen? A warm, relaxed face with a soft smile instantly makes you more approachable. It tells others you're open, interested, and safe. People are drawn to those who make them feel at ease. So instead of a blank or tense expression, Practice softening your face, especially when listening. Nod occasionally. Raise your eyebrows slightly to show interest. Let your face respond naturally. Now let's talk about gestures. Open gestures, like showing your palms, spreading your hands when speaking, or using your hands to emphasize points, signal honesty and engagement. Crossed arms, on the other hand, often signal defensiveness or discomfort. That doesn't mean you can never cross your arms. It just means you should be aware of the message it sends, especially in first impressions. Also, your tone of voice carries far more weight than you think. You might say, "I'm happy for you." But if your tone is flat or strained, the message falls flat. But when you say it with warmth, enthusiasm, and genuine energy, it lands. It makes people feel good. That's what they remember. The way you say something will always shape how it's received. There's also your energy, the vibe you carry into the room. You felt it before. Someone enters the space, and without saying anything, they shift the atmosphere. Maybe they're radiating calm, or excitement, or tension. People feel your presence. You can't fake your vibe. If you're anxious, resentful, or trying too hard, others will sense it. But when you're relaxed, grounded, and aligned with who you are, your energy becomes magnetic. So how do you cultivate that? It starts with awareness. Notice your body language in conversations. Observe how you sit, how you move, how you breathe. Begin to carry yourself as someone who is secure, open, and interested in others. Practice it daily, not to impress people, but to reflect the best of who you already are. Magnetic people don't try to dominate the space. They simply own their space. They're present, comfortable in their skin, and others feel safe around them. Your nonverbal communication is your silent ambassador. It speaks before you enter the conversation and lingers after you leave. In the next chapter, we'll explore the power of listening, not just hearing, but listening to understand. Because people aren't truly drawn to great talkers, they're drawn to those who make them feel heard. Chapter 7, The Magnetic Power of Listening Make People Feel Heard. There's a simple truth that can transform your relationships, your career, and even your daily interactions. People don't remember what you say. They remember how you made them feel. And one of the most powerful ways to make someone feel valued is to truly listen. Mark Reclow emphasizes that magnetic people aren't the best talkers. They're the best listeners. They understand this secret. When you give someone your full attention, you give them a rare gift, the feeling of being seen. In a noisy world full of distractions, most people are just waiting for their turn to speak. But when someone pauses, leans in, and listens, not to reply, but to understand, that's unforgettable. So how do you become a powerful listener? It starts with presence. When someone speaks, be there. Not half-scrolling your phone. Not rehearsing what you'll say next. Not subtly judging or rushing. Just listen. Fully. Genuinely. Presence is magnetic. It tells people, you matter. This moment matters. Then go deeper. Listen between the lines. What's their tone saying? What emotions are underneath their words? What's not being said? This is called active listening. It's not passive or robotic. It's engaged. It's alive. Nod. Respond with subtle gestures. Say things like, I see. That must have been tough, or tell me more. These cues show you're not just hearing, they show you care. Another key skill is mirroring. Not mimicking, but reflecting the speaker's words back in a way that helps them feel understood. For example, they say, I've just had a terrible day. You respond, sounds like it's been exhausting for you. This small reflection validates their emotions. It says, I get it. I'm with you. But don't rush to solve or fix unless they ask. Most people aren't looking for solutions. They're looking for connection. Here's the trap to avoid: turning the conversation back to yourself too soon. Imagine someone shares a challenge they're facing, and you immediately say, "Oh yeah, something similar happened to me. Let me tell you about it." It might seem like empathy, but often it steals the spotlight. Instead of centering their experience, you've now made it about you. Magnetic people know when to hold space. They let others be the main character in the moment. They stay curious. Ask questions like, "What was that like for you? How did that make you feel? What happened next?" These aren't interrogations, they're invitations. And when someone feels invited to express their inner world, trust deepens. There's also power in silence. Don't rush to fill every pause. Sometimes, a moment of quiet gives people room to go deeper. It tells them, "I'm not in a hurry, I'm here." And if you really want to master listening, listen with your whole being. With your eyes, make kind, focused eye contact. With your body, face them openly, lean in slightly. With your energy, be calm, non-judgmental, present. When people sense this depth of listening, they open up, they feel safe, and they remember you, not because you impress them with your words, but because you made them feel understood. That's what makes you unforgettable. In the next chapter, we'll explore how small, genuine compliments can light people up, and how appreciation turns everyday interactions into magnetic connections. Chapter 8, The Power of Genuine Compliments. Light up the room. One of the simplest yet most effective ways to draw people in is by making them feel good about themselves. And one of the best ways to do that is by offering genuine compliments. But let's get this straight. Compliments only work when they are sincere. People can spot a fake compliment from a mile away, and nothing will turn them off more than empty praise. Mark Recklow suggests that magnetic people don't just compliment others on their appearance or accomplishments. They notice the little things, the effort someone put in, the kindness they showed, or the quiet strength they carry. These compliments feel real because they are specific, heartfelt, and thoughtful. So how do you give genuine compliments that truly light up someone's day? First, focus on the individual. People are drawn to those who see them, not just the surface, but the deeper qualities that make them unique. Instead of saying, "You look great today," you could say, "I really admire how much energy you bring into every room you walk into." This isn't just about their appearance. It's about their impact, their vibe, their presence. Compliments that go beyond the superficial make people feel truly seen. Next, be specific. Generic compliments like, "You're awesome," are nice, but they don't have the same depth as something more specific. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," try, "I was really impressed by how you handled that challenge. You thought through every angle and came up with such a clear solution." This shows you're paying attention and appreciating their unique strengths. Magnetic people don't just compliment on achievements, they appreciate the process. They acknowledge the effort, the consistency, and the passion behind the results. Also, don't hesitate to compliment character traits. People don't always hear enough praise for their kindness, generosity, or resilience. Complimenting someone on their patience, integrity, or empathy helps them feel valued for who they are, not just what they do. It also deepens your connection with them because it shows you recognize their inner qualities. A key point Recklow emphasizes is timing. Don't wait for a big milestone to offer praise. Sometimes, the most powerful compliments are given in the middle of ordinary moments. Compliment someone when they're just being themselves. Compliment the quiet moments when they show up for others or go the extra mile without seeking recognition. The key here is to be genuine. People can tell when your words are coming from the heart. If the compliment feels natural and reflects something you truly appreciate, it will resonate deeply with the other person. They'll remember that you didn't just see them, you understood them. But it's not just the words, it's the delivery. Magnetic people know that a smile, a warm tone, and a bit of enthusiasm can turn a simple compliment into a moment of connection. Don't just say good job. Say it with sincerity. Let the person feel your appreciation in the way you speak, in the way you look at them. And remember, compliments don't always have to be verbal. Sometimes a simple gesture, like offering a helping hand, acknowledging someone's hard work with a nod, or even a note of appreciation, can go further than words. Magnetic people know how to make others feel good without expecting anything in return. They genuinely light up the room by lifting others up, not through grand gestures, but through the sincerity of their interactions. And here's another secret. When you consistently offer real, thoughtful compliments, you create a ripple effect. People want to be around someone who makes them feel appreciated. They'll be drawn to you, not because of how you make them feel about you, but because of how you make them feel about themselves. Compliments can be your ticket to forming deeper, more meaningful relationships. They create bonds, elevate interactions, and leave a lasting impression. In the next chapter, we'll delve into how storytelling can captivate an audience and make you even more magnetic. Because after all, everyone loves a great story. Let's move forward. Chapter 9, The Art of Storytelling. Captivate and connect. Everyone loves a good story. Whether it's in a casual conversation, a business presentation, or a social gathering, storytelling has the power to captivate, engage, and deeply connect you with others. Mark Reklau highlights that storytelling is a superpower, and when used effectively, it can make you magnetic. People remember stories far longer than they remember facts or advice. Why? Because stories tap into our emotions, our imaginations, and our shared human experiences. So, how do you become a master storyteller and increase your magnetic pull? First, tell stories with purpose. A story should never just be filler. It should have a reason, a point, a lesson, or a message that connects with your audience. Whether you're sharing a personal experience or recounting something you heard, make sure the story has a clear takeaway that resonates. The key to storytelling isn't just to entertain, it's to create a connection. What are you trying to convey? What do you want your audience to feel? How do you want them to respond? Start with relatable experiences. The best stories are the ones that make people feel like, I've been there. Share moments of vulnerability or failure. Talk about how you overcame challenges or what you learned from them. These moments show your authenticity, and people are drawn to those who are real and human. Reklau points out that vulnerability builds trust. When you share a personal story, especially one where you learned something valuable or overcame an obstacle, others feel safer opening up to you. They see you as relatable, approachable, and someone who doesn't just present a perfect image, but embraces growth and learning. Next, make your story visual. Good stories paint pictures in the mind. Use descriptive language that helps your listeners see the scene, feel the emotions, and even sense the environment. For instance, don't just say, I was nervous before my presentation. Instead, try something like, I stood backstage, my palms sweaty, my heart racing. The spotlight hit my face, and all I could hear was the pounding of my heartbeat. This makes the experience real for your listeners. They can feel what you felt. And when people can feel your story, they connect with it at a much deeper level. Add in emotion. A story isn't just about what happened. It's about how it made you feel. Stories without emotion fall flat. Tap into your emotions, whether it's joy, fear, surprise, or sadness, and let those emotions shine through in your delivery. When you speak with genuine emotion, your listeners can't help but be drawn to you. And don't forget about structure. A well-told story has a beginning, middle, and end. It has conflict and resolution. It builds tension, creates curiosity, and finally delivers the payoff. Every great story has a journey, and that journey keeps your audience hooked. Think of a great movie or book. They don't just throw information at you. They draw you in with tension, twists, and moments of reflection, guiding you toward an insightful or satisfying conclusion. Use that structure in your own storytelling. Remember, you don't have to be a professional speaker or a master of drama. Simply sharing an interesting, meaningful story in a way that's engaging and emotional will naturally draw people to you. Now, a key point Reclow stresses is that stories create shared experiences. When you tell a story, you're inviting others to see the world through your eyes. And when you share a story, you often create a shared moment, a feeling that you and your listeners are all in this together. The shared experience creates deeper connection and understanding, which is the foundation of any strong relationship. And let's not forget about the power of humor. While not every story needs to be a comedy, adding humor can make your stories more relatable and approachable. Laughter breaks down walls and makes people feel more comfortable around you. When you can make others laugh, genuinely, you create a sense of ease and likability. So, in summary, tell stories with purpose, make them visual and emotional, structure them with a beginning, middle, and end, and use humor to connect. When you master storytelling, you'll notice that people start to gravitate toward you. They'll ask more about your experiences, they'll remember you, and they'll feel like they know you. Storytelling, done right, creates an invisible thread that draws others in and makes you unforgettable. In the next chapter, we'll explore the significance of being genuinely interested in others, because the people who are the most magnetic aren't the ones who talk about themselves constantly. They're the ones who make others feel valued by showing a true interest in their lives. Let's dive into that next. Chapter 10, Be Genuinely Interested in Others. The secret to connecting. One of the simplest yet most powerful ways to become magnetic is by being genuinely interested in others. This may sound obvious, but many people forget the profound impact of truly engaging with someone else's world. When you show an authentic interest in someone's life, their thoughts, or their passions, you naturally build trust, rapport, and connection, and people are drawn to those who make them feel heard, understood, and valued. Mark Reclow emphasizes that this is the foundation of all great relationships. When you make others feel important, you create a bond that goes beyond surface-level interactions. So, how do you become genuinely interested in others? It all starts with active listening. Listening is more than just hearing words. It's about being fully present in the moment, focusing on the other person's words, body language, and emotions. This kind of listening shows that you are not just waiting for your turn to speak. You are deeply engaged in understanding their perspective. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to tune out or be distracted by our phones, thoughts, or even our own agenda. But Reclow insists that truly magnetic people make it a habit to block out distractions and give their full attention to the person in front of them. You can enhance your listening by using body language that reflects your interest, such as maintaining eye contact, nodding, or leaning in slightly to show that you're engaged. Now, ask questions that matter. Instead of sticking to small talk or generic questions, Reclow advises asking open-ended questions that invite the other person to share more about themselves. Instead of just asking, "How are you?" try, "What's been the highlight of your week?" or, "What's something you're passionate about right now?" These types of questions give people the opportunity to talk about things that matter to them, allowing you to connect on a deeper level. When you ask questions like these, it shows you value their opinions and are curious about their life. This curiosity creates a sense of connection that cannot be manufactured with superficial interactions. Another key point Recklow brings up is the importance of empathy. Being interested in others isn't just about asking questions. It's about showing empathy when they share their stories. Whether they're talking about a triumph or a struggle, make sure to acknowledge their feelings. Empathy strengthens the bond between you and the other person because it shows you're not just hearing their words, but also feeling their emotions with them. Magnetic people don't simply listen, they validate. For example, if someone shares a personal challenge, don't jump immediately to offering advice or solutions. Instead, acknowledge their feelings with phrases like, "I can only imagine how tough that must have been for you," or, "It sounds like you handled that situation with so much strength." By validating their experience, you make them feel understood, which is a powerful connector. Remember names. People feel special when you remember their names. It may seem small, but Recklow highlights that remembering someone's name shows you care enough to pay attention. It's one of the easiest ways to make someone feel important and seen. Make it a habit to repeat the person's name during the conversation. This reinforces your connection and shows that you are truly engaged. A simple, "It was great chatting with you," name while you're, leaves a lasting impression. Express genuine appreciation. People love to feel acknowledged and appreciated, and you can show this through your interest. Don't just ask about their work. Ask about the things they're proud of, the things that drive them, the moments that shaped them. For instance, you might ask, "What part of your work do you find most rewarding?" Or, "What's one of the proudest moments in your career?" This invites them to share not just their professional lives, but also their values and motivations. Another powerful way to show genuine interest is by offering your help. When you show that you care about someone's challenges, needs, or goals, offer to support them in a meaningful way. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Sometimes offering advice, lending a hand, or simply connecting them with someone who can help them can go a long way in establishing a deeper bond. Recklow emphasizes that magnetic people aren't self-centered. They are other-centered. They focus on others' needs, concerns, and goals, and in doing so, they create an environment where people want to be around them. To become truly magnetic, focus on offering value to others. When you take an interest in people, you naturally offer value, whether that's through your time, your advice, or your ability to listen deeply. People are drawn to those who make them feel important, and the quickest way to do that is by showing a genuine interest in them. In the next chapter, we'll explore how maintaining positive energy can make you an even more attractive and magnetic individual, because the energy you put out is often the energy you attract. And being someone who radiates positivity is one of the most magnetic qualities you can possess. Chapter 11, The Power of Positive Energy. Attract people naturally. Your energy is one of the most powerful things you have when it comes to attracting others. People are incredibly attuned to the energy around them, and they naturally gravitate toward those who radiate positive energy. Mark Recklow explains that positive energy is magnetic. It creates an aura of confidence, optimism, and warmth that others find irresistible. But how do you become someone who exudes positive energy in every situation? First, it's important to recognize that energy is contagious. The energy you put out into the world will often come back to you. When you maintain a positive, upbeat attitude, it's more likely that others will respond in kind. It's almost like a ripple effect. Your positivity lifts the mood of those around you, which in turn lifts your own energy and creates a cycle of positivity. To become a magnet for others, you must make a conscious effort to manage your energy. Start by recognizing what drains you and what fuels you. Recklow advises that we should all limit exposure to negativity. This might mean avoiding toxic environments reducing time spent with negative individuals, and distancing ourselves from situations that sap our energy. Instead, surround yourself with people and experiences that recharge you. Engage in activities that bring you joy, whether that's spending time with loved ones, enjoying a hobby, or simply being in nature. The more you fill your life with positive energy, the more it will naturally radiate outward. Reclow also emphasizes the importance of gratitude in maintaining positive energy. Gratitude is one of the simplest yet most effective ways to elevate your mood and mindset. When you focus on the things you're grateful for, it shifts your attention away from problems or challenges, allowing you to embrace a more positive outlook on life. When you practice gratitude regularly, you begin to view the world through a more optimistic lens, and this optimism is contagious. Think about the people you enjoy being around most. They're likely the ones who celebrate the good things in life, who focus on the bright side, and who are quick to offer words of encouragement. They seem to light up the room simply by being present. In contrast, negativity can be a major turnoff. People who constantly complain, focus on problems, or dwell on the negative aspects of life may find it difficult to attract others. Negative energy tends to push people away, while positive energy brings people closer. One way to boost your positive energy is to smile more. A smile is a universal signal of warmth, openness, and approachability. When you smile, your body releases endorphins, the feel-good hormones, which not only improve your own mood, but also make others feel at ease around you. Smiling creates an instant bond and makes you appear more friendly and welcoming. Additionally, Reclow recommends practicing positive self-talk. How you speak to yourself plays a huge role in how you feel and how others perceive you. If you constantly tell yourself that you're not good enough or that things will never work out, you are cultivating a negative mindset. But when you practice affirmations and positive self-talk, you begin to shift your mindset toward optimism and confidence. This internal positivity will radiate outward and naturally draw people to you. Another aspect of positive energy is being present in the moment. Magnetic people are fully engaged with the people and situations around them. They aren't distracted by their phones, their to-do lists, or worries about the future. When you're present, you show others that they are your priority in that moment. This makes you more approachable and likable, as people appreciate those who give them their undivided attention. Reclow also notes that humor plays a significant role in spreading positive energy. Laughter is a powerful tool for creating positive energy, and it can turn an ordinary conversation into something more enjoyable and memorable. Humor is an instant way to break the ice and build rapport with others. When you make others laugh, you're creating a joyful atmosphere that people will want to be a part of. But humor doesn't just mean telling jokes. It's also about having a lighthearted attitude toward life. Magnetic people don't take themselves too seriously, and they can laugh at their own mistakes or imperfections. This humility and ability to laugh at oneself makes others feel comfortable around them. So, how can you maintain this positive energy consistently? First, Reclow suggests that you take care of yourself. The more physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy you are, the more positive energy you will have to share with others. Exercise, proper sleep, healthy eating, and mindfulness are all crucial to maintaining a high level of energy. Second, focus on solutions rather than problems. When challenges arise, magnetic people focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on the issues at hand. They keep their eyes on the future and approach problems with a positive, can-do attitude. This mindset not only helps them overcome obstacles, but also makes them a source of inspiration and support for others. Finally, Reclow encourages you to celebrate others. When you make it a habit to celebrate other people's successes, you create a positive energy exchange. Complimenting others, expressing admiration, and offering genuine praise makes people feel valued, and they, in turn, will be drawn to you. By being someone who actively cultivates positive energy, you'll naturally attract people who are similarly positive and uplifting. Positive energy creates a magnetic environment where people feel good, supported, and energized. In the next chapter, we'll explore how to master the art of nonverbal communication, because a lot of the attraction comes from how you present yourself without saying a word. Your body language, facial expressions, and posture speak volumes. Let's dive into how you can use these to further enhance your magnetic presence. Chapter 12, Mastering Nonverbal Communication. Speak without words. In our everyday interactions, words are just one part of the equation. A significant portion of communication happens without us even speaking a word. Mark Reclow highlights that our body language plays a huge role in how we are perceived by others and, ultimately, how magnetic we become. Think about it. Have you ever met someone who didn't say much, but you just felt drawn to them? Chances are their nonverbal communication was powerful enough to make a lasting impression. Nonverbal communication includes everything from your facial expressions to your posture, gestures, eye contact, and even the tone of your voice. All of these elements work together to communicate your feelings, intentions, and energy without the need for spoken words. To become a people magnet, mastering your nonverbal cues is essential. Here are some key areas Reclow discusses to help you enhance your magnetic presence. 1. Posture, the foundation of confidence. Your posture speaks volumes about how you feel about yourself and how others should perceive you. Standing tall with shoulders back and head held high exudes confidence and authority. On the other hand, slouching or hunching over can make you appear insecure or disengaged. Reclow suggests practicing open body language, which signals to others that you are approachable and receptive. Crossing your arms or legs can create a barrier between you and others, while keeping your arms open and relaxed makes you seem more welcoming and open-minded. Standing with your feet shoulder-width apart and maintaining an upright posture gives off the impression of someone who is grounded, confident, and in control. This simple shift in body language can drastically change how others perceive you and make them more likely to approach you. 2. Eye contact, the window to connection. Eye contact is one of the most powerful nonverbal tools at your disposal. Reclow emphasizes that maintaining eye contact when speaking or listening conveys confidence, sincerity, and trustworthiness. When you make eye contact, you show the other person that they have your full attention. However, it's important to find the right balance. Too little eye contact can make you seem disinterested or untrustworthy, while too much eye contact can come across as intense or intimidating. The key is to maintain natural, comfortable eye contact, holding it for a few seconds before looking away and then returning your gaze. Eye contact can also show empathy and understanding. For example, when someone is sharing something emotional or personal, softening your gaze and maintaining eye contact can convey that you are present and emotionally engaged in the conversation. 3. Facial expressions. Show your emotions. Your face is one of the most expressive parts of your body. It's often said that the face reveals what the heart feels. And it's true. Reclow notes that people are drawn to those who express themselves genuinely through their facial expressions. A smile, for example, is universally understood as a sign of friendliness and approachability. But Reclow takes this a step further by explaining that a genuine smile, one that reaches your eyes and conveys warmth, has the power to put others at ease and make them feel more comfortable around you. It's not just about smiling, though. Your facial expressions should reflect your emotions and the mood of the conversation. When someone shares good news, showing enthusiasm and excitement through your facial expressions will create a sense of connection. Similarly, when someone is going through a tough time, a compassionate or empathetic expression can make them feel understood. 4. Gestures. Enhance your words. Gestures are another important nonverbal tool. Reclow highlights that hand movements can help emphasize and reinforce what you're saying, making your communication more engaging and memorable. For example, using open hand gestures can signal honesty and openness. Pointing or using sharp, repetitive hand movements, on the other hand, can appear aggressive or domineering. The key is to make your gestures fluid and natural. This will help you seem more confident and authentic. When speaking, try to match the energy and emotion of your words with appropriate gestures. If you're excited about a topic, allow your hands to mirror that excitement. If you're telling a thoughtful or serious story, keep your gestures grounded and calm. 5. Tone of voice, the hidden message. The tone of your voice is just as important as the words you say. Reclow points out that a warm, calm, and inviting tone draws people in, while a harsh or monotone voice can have the opposite effect. Pay attention to the volume, speed, and intonation of your speech. Speaking too quickly can make you appear nervous or rushed, while speaking too slowly can make you sound unsure or unenthusiastic. A balanced tone that is warm and steady communicates confidence and trust. Reclow advises varying your pitch and intonation to add emotion and meaning to your words. For example, raising your voice slightly when expressing excitement or passion can make your message more impactful. Similarly, a lower, softer tone when discussing something serious or intimate helps convey sensitivity and understanding. 6. Mirroring, building rapport. Mirroring is the art of subtly mimicking someone else's body language, speech patterns, and gestures. Reclow explains that this technique can be an incredibly powerful way to build rapport and create an unconscious connection with others. When you mirror someone, you make them feel understood and more comfortable with you. It shows that you are on the same wavelength and that you respect their energy and emotions. The key is to do this naturally and subtly. If you mirror every gesture or word too explicitly, it can come across as inauthentic or even creepy. However, when done with finesse, mirroring can make your interactions feel more genuine and create a deeper connection. By mastering your nonverbal communication, you'll be able to enhance your magnetic presence and form stronger, more meaningful connections with others. In the next chapter, we'll dive into the power of authenticity, because at the end of the day, people are drawn to those who are true to themselves. Chapter 13, Authenticity. Be true to yourself. In a world where many people try to be something they're not, one of the most magnetic qualities you can possess is authenticity. Mark Reclow explains that being authentic isn't just about being true to yourself. It's about being comfortable in your own skin and allowing others to see the real you. Authenticity is magnetic because it creates a sense of trust and connection with others. People are naturally drawn to those who aren't trying to put on a facade or act like someone they're not. In this chapter, Reclow dives into the importance of embracing your true self and explains why authenticity is a cornerstone of becoming a people magnet. The power of being real. When you're authentic, you project an aura of genuine confidence. People can sense when someone is being real, and they gravitate toward that energy. Authenticity creates a space where others feel safe to be themselves as well. When you stop pretending to be someone you're not, you free yourself from the stress of maintaining a facade. You also give others permission to be honest and open with you. One of the key benefits of being authentic is that you attract the right people. When you are true to yourself, the people who are drawn to you will like you for who you really are, not some version of yourself that you've constructed. This creates stronger, more meaningful relationships. Authenticity builds trust. Trust is the foundation of any strong relationship, whether personal or professional. When people perceive you as authentic, they trust you more easily. This is because authenticity is closely tied to integrity. If you say something, you mean it. If you commit to something, you follow through. People appreciate this consistency and sincerity. Reclow emphasizes that fake behavior, even if well-intentioned, tends to backfire. People can usually sense when someone is being disingenuous, and this can cause feelings of distrust. On the other hand, when you're authentic, you build trust naturally because you are straightforward and transparent. Embrace your vulnerability. Another aspect of authenticity is being willing to be vulnerable. Reclow notes that many people try to hide their vulnerabilities, fearing judgment or rejection. However, vulnerability can actually be a powerful tool for connection. When you share your struggles, mistakes, and imperfections with others, you create a space where they feel safe to do the same. This builds a deeper connection and makes you more relatable. People are not just drawn to perfection, they are drawn to authentic, human experiences. Stop seeking approval. A common obstacle to authenticity is the desire for external validation. Many people are constantly seeking approval from others, trying to fit in or meet others' expectations. Reclow explains that when you live your life seeking approval, you are often sacrificing your own true desires and values. To become a people magnet, it's essential to let go of the need for constant validation. Instead of trying to please others or seek their approval, focus on being true to your own beliefs, desires, and values. When you do this, you'll naturally attract people who respect you for who you are, not because you're trying to fit into their mold. Show your true colors. Reclow encourages you to stop hiding behind the mask of perfection. No one is perfect, and no one expects you to be. People are drawn to genuine imperfection. When you show your true colors, your strengths, your quirks, your passions, and your flaws, you become a more relatable and approachable person. By embracing your true self, you give others the opportunity to see and appreciate the full picture of who you are. This openness not only strengthens your connections with others, but also helps you build authentic relationships that are based on mutual respect and understanding. The art of saying no. Another important aspect of authenticity is learning how to say no without feeling guilty. Reclow explains that when you are authentic, you don't feel the need to say yes to everything or everyone. Saying no is an expression of self-respect and self-care. It means you are honoring your own boundaries and values. By saying no when necessary, you demonstrate that you are not willing to compromise on your beliefs or your well-being for the sake of pleasing others. People will respect you more for your honesty and clarity, and this will actually make you more magnetic because they'll see you as someone who stands firm in their own identity. Stop people-pleasing. People-pleasing is a behavior that many individuals fall into, often out of fear of rejection or conflict. However, Reclow cautions that people-pleasing behaviors not only drain your energy, but also prevent you from being authentic. When you constantly put others' needs ahead of your own, you lose sight of who you truly are. To become a people magnet, it's essential to stop seeking approval and start living authentically. This doesn't mean you should disregard the feelings of others, but rather that you should prioritize your own values and needs. When you stop people-pleasing, you make space for more genuine relationships built on mutual respect. Authenticity in the workplace. Authenticity is equally important in professional settings. Many people believe that they have to put on a mask or act differently at work to fit in or climb the corporate ladder. However, Reclow argues that authenticity in the workplace can be a powerful differentiator. When you bring your true self to work, you create stronger bonds with colleagues, inspire trust, and encourage collaboration. People are more likely to work with you, support you, and advocate for you when they see you as authentic and trustworthy. Authenticity can also help you navigate challenges at work with resilience, as you are grounded in your true values rather than trying to please everyone around you. Embracing imperfection. Lastly, Reclow reminds us that authenticity does not mean perfection. The most magnetic people are those who embrace their imperfections and share their journey with others. Nobody has everything figured out, and embracing your struggles and mistakes makes you more human and relatable. When you accept your imperfections and flaws, you free yourself from the pressure of trying to meet unrealistic expectations. You can be more relaxed, open, and confident, qualities that are inherently magnetic. By embracing authenticity, you will build a foundation of trust, respect, and genuine connection with others. People will be drawn to you for who you truly are, not for who you're pretending to be. In the next chapter, we will explore the importance of active listening and how it can help you deepen your connections with others and become a true people magnet. Chapter 14, The Power of Listening. Make others feel heard. One of the simplest yet most powerful ways to become a people magnet is to master the art of listening. In a world where everyone wants to be heard, few people actually take the time to genuinely listen. Mark Ricklau emphasizes that becoming a great listener doesn't just improve your relationships, it transforms them. Listening is more than silence. It's not just about waiting for your turn to speak or nodding along while someone talks. Real listening means being fully present, giving your full attention, and showing genuine interest in what the other person is saying. Why listening is so powerful. When you truly listen to someone, you make them feel important. You validate their thoughts and emotions. Ricklau explains that one of the deepest human needs is the desire to be seen, heard, and understood. And when you fulfill that need for others, you immediately stand out in their lives. You become someone they trust, someone they enjoy being around. Listening builds connection. It creates space for others to open up, and it strengthens bonds in a way that few other actions can. Often, people don't remember exactly what you said, but they remember how you made them feel. And listening makes people feel respected, valued, and safe. How to practice active listening? Ricklau introduces the concept of active listening, which is listening with the intention of understanding, not just responding. Here are a few key steps to mastering it. Maintain eye contact. This shows the other person you're present. Avoid distractions. Put down your phone, close your laptop, and focus completely. Use body language. Nod occasionally. Lean slightly forward and show you're engaged. Don't interrupt. Let the person finish their thoughts before jumping in. Reflect and clarify. Repeat back what they said in your own words to confirm understanding, like, "So what I hear you saying is..." These simple habits make a huge difference. They turn regular conversations into deep and memorable interactions. Avoiding the "me too" trap. One mistake people often make in conversations is turning the focus back onto themselves too quickly. For example, if someone shares a struggle, we might respond with, "Yeah, that happened to me too," and then start talking about our own experience. While the intention might be to connect, Ricklau warns that this can make people feel overlooked. Instead, stay with their story a little longer. Ask follow-up questions. Show empathy. Give them the gift of your full attention before shifting the focus. Be curious, not judgmental. When listening, it's important to stay open-minded. People will sometimes say things you disagree with or share emotions you don't fully understand. Ricklau advises adopting a mindset of curiosity instead of judgment. Ask yourself, "Why do they feel this way?" Or, "What might they be going through?" By approaching people with curiosity, you become non-threatening and safe to talk to. This makes others feel free to express themselves, and it deepens your bond. You don't have to agree with everything, but showing that you care enough to understand is powerful. Ask great questions. Good listeners also ask thoughtful questions, not intrusive ones, but questions that invite the other person to go deeper. Ricklau suggests using prompts like, "What was that like for you? How did that make you feel? What happened next?" These kinds of questions show you're genuinely interested. they encourage the other person to open up and share their inner world. And that kind of connection makes you unforgettable. Listening creates influence. If you want to influence people, whether in friendships, business, or leadership, listening is one of your greatest tools. When people feel heard, they trust you more. And when they trust you, they're more open to your ideas, your feedback, and your leadership. Reclow stresses that people are far more likely to follow someone who listens to them than someone who constantly talks at them. Listening isn't passive. It's a form of quiet leadership. It creates space for collaboration, mutual respect, and influence. Be the person who listens. In most conversations, people are focused on themselves. They want to talk, to vent, to be heard. So when someone comes along who genuinely listens, it feels like a breath of fresh air. That person stands out. That person becomes magnetic. Reclow urges you to be that person. Practice listening without judgment, without distraction, without needing to jump in. Be the person who makes others feel seen and heard. Because at the end of the day, the people who truly listen, who give others the gift of their presence, are the ones who are remembered, respected, and loved. In the next chapter, we'll dive into the power of body language and how your nonverbal signals can speak louder than words when it comes to connection and charisma. Conclusion: become the person everyone wants to be around. You've now walked through the powerful principles of becoming a people magnet, someone others admire, trust, and are naturally drawn to. This isn't about pretending to be someone you're not. It's about bringing out the best in who you already are. Mark Reclow reminds us that connection isn't a mystery. It's a skill. And like any skill, it can be learned, practiced, and mastered. Whether it's through active listening, expressing gratitude, embracing authenticity, or practicing empathy, each chapter you've heard is a step toward transforming your relationships and your presence. But here's the truth. Becoming a people magnet isn't just about others. It's about you. It's about how you show up in the world, how you treat yourself, how you communicate, and most importantly, how you choose to live with intention and kindness every single day. You don't need to change your personality. You don't need to be the loudest person in the room. You just need to show people that you see them, hear them, and value them. When you practice these principles, something powerful happens. People begin to feel better around you. They open up, they trust you, and you create stronger, deeper, and more meaningful relationships. So go forward with confidence, speak with warmth, listen with heart, lead with presence, and remember, the more you give connection, the more you'll receive it. You already have everything you need to become magnetic. Now it's time to live it.